This afternoon we have a speaker that I personally have been looking forward to very much to hear during this conference.
Isikhulumi ke esizoba naso namhlanje ntambama kuyisikhulumi mina qobo lwami ebengilangazelele kakhulu ukusizwa.
So I'm keen to listen to him.
Ngiphokophelele ngilangazelele ukumlalela.
And I see he's rearing to go as well.
Naye futhi ngiyambona ukuthi uphokophelele ukuzidlulisela lokho kusenhlizweni yakhe.
Mr. Michael Swain is our speaker today, this afternoon.
Ubaba ke u Mr. Michael Swain uyena ke oyisikhulumi sethu namhlanje ntambama.
And he's the Executive Director of Freedom of Religion South Africa.
Kushukuthi ke nguyena ongumqondisi wenhlangano ekuthiwa i4SA.
Can I just ask, is Pastor Jay Naidu here?
Ngingacela yini umfundisi uJay Naidu
ukuthi ukhona. If he can come and open for us in prayer.
Ukuthi angasivulela yini ngomthandazo.
Let's pray together.
As Valometus Tandas.
Father God, we approach your throne of grace and mercy through your Son Jesus Christ. We thank you for the great opportunity to be called your sons today. Thank you for the conference thus far. And right now, even as we commit our times together again to you,
we
know that you are here, you are present. We pray for your son today as he would minister upon the word of the Lord. Whatever will be said and done will bring honor and glory to your wonderful name. Your word teaches us, eat that as a year, let him hear what the Spirit will say. So anoint us today as we hear your word. We commit all this today in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Pastor Jay.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke kubaba umfundisi uJay.
So, because the program is quite full, I think I'm not going to waste time, but we'll straight away ask the Young Men's Choir here from Kwasi Sabantu Mission to come forward and then render an item in song.
Ngenxa yokuthi uhlelo lwanamhlanje ntambama luthanda ukugcwala kakhulu ubaba udokotela kazochitha isikhathi uzocela ke insizwa zakwasiza abantu ukuba zisiphe umculo.
Travelers of Jesus Christ.
We are the
Been tempted to say, but never got so far. But today I'm going to say it. My mother used to say this. She said, men are actually gifted with singing. And she said, more gifted than women. But it was my mother, it wasn't me.
Hey, angazi noma kuzosho ke lokho kodwa ke uthi ke uma wakhe wayesho ukuthi baphiwe kakhulu ngaphezulu kwabesifazane kodwa akushiwo uyena kwashiwo umama kadokotela.
Because she said you can have a choir of just men and it will be beautiful, but women, you cannot have a woman's only choir.
Uthi ke ngoba uma abesilisa behlangene becula ayikuphuma impela imbumbulu yento wathi kakakaze bezwe abesifazane becula bebodwa.
Well, that was a joke. Our speaker this afternoon is Mr. Michael Swain.
Isikhulumi ke sethu sanamhlanje ntambama ubaba uMichael Swain.
I think we have and we will hear a lot during this conference about faith and acting in faith.
Ngiyakholwa ukuthi namhlanje ntambama sizozwa okuningi mayelana nokuhamba ngokukholwa nangokwenza izinto ngokukholwa.
And often when it comes to policies in government clashing with Christian principles,
ikakhulukazi uma kufika kwimithetho eshaywa nguhulumeni kaningi kuye kube khona ukushayisana namaKristu.
Most people often quote Peter and John, who said we should be more obedient to God than to man.
Kaningi abantu baye basho njengokuba uJohane noPetro babesho bethi sizolalela uNkulunkulu ngaphezu kwabantu.
But that's not all there is to the battle or the argument between oppressive legislation that oppresses the church and the reaction of the church.
Akusikhona ke lokho kuphela okuyona ngcindezi necindezela amaKristu necindezela ibandla.
I'm always reminded of Paul.
Kaningi ngiye ngikhunjuzwe ngoPawuli.
When they wanted to whip Paul.
Ngesikhathi befuna ukumshaya uPawuli.
Paul said, "Is it legal for you? Is it allowed to whip a Roman citizen?"
Wayeke abuza uPawuli kulabo ababefuna ukumshaya. Abuze lo mbuzo ukuthi ninalo yini igunya imvume yokuthi ningashaya isakhamuzi saseRoma na.
That shows me that Paul was clued up on the law side of things to a certain extent.
Kuyachaza lokhu ukuthi uPawuli kwabe kube ngathi ngase intweni eyithile zomthetho wayeqonda kahle ukuthi izinto fanele zihambe njani.
And then when they wanted to let him go quickly, he said, "No, you will walk me out of the city and accompany me."
Wesinyiskathi badinga ukuthi befuna ukumdedela nje aphume yedwa ebesethi cha inini nizongiphelezelela ningikhiphe ningikhiphele emphakathini phakathi kwabanye abantu.
Because they were in a state of panic when they heard that Paul is a Roman citizen.
Ngoba kwabatatezelisa kakhulu uma bezwa ukuthi uPawuli uyisakhamuzi saseRoma.
There was a time when liberal legislation just overcame the Christian world.
Wabakhona isikhathi lapho imithetho yayishaywa ezweni yayiba ngaphezulu kwalokho amaKristu ayekukho emhlabeni.
And the church, especially in referring to the liberal west,
ikakhulukazi ke kulamazwe angathiwa athuthukile asentshonalanga.
And the church just seemed very helpless about it.
Kube ngathi ibandla lingenwa amanzi emadolweni liphelelwa yithemba lazi ukuthi fanele lenze njani.
That was at the time when Doctors for Life started getting involved in fighting against liberal legislation.
Ingaleso sikhathi ke lapha inhlangano yodokotela bamela ukuphila bengenelela khona bemelana nemithetho eminye eyayishaywa ukuqindezela amaKristu.
And at a time one of our lawyers made contact with at the time I think it was called the Alliance Defense Fund It's now called Alliance Defending Freedom.
Ngaleso sikhathi ke omunye wodokotela bethu wayese ehlangana nalenhlangano eyayibiza njengamabhubesi okuyiwona avikela inkululeko yethu.
It was a Christian organization.
AmaKristu.
And they started Christian Lawyers Association.
Baseke beqala ke inhlangano yabameli abangamakholwa.
And they showed examples of the progress of liberal law up to a point where Christian attorneys started getting involved and opposing this legislation.
Lenhlangano ke yabameli bathatha lo msebenzi wabasemahlombe abo kangangokuthi kwaze kwafinyelela lapho ezingeni lokuthi abameli abanye babuke indlela imithetho eshayo ngayo nanokuthi izohamba izifike.
And it was phenomenal, as they mentioned to you, case after case after case, how the church, since when the attorneys, Christian attorneys, got involved, how the church started winning cases.
Kwamangalisa ngendlela okwakwenzeka ngayo ukuthi laba bameli abangamaKristu bengenelela emacaleni ayebekwa amaKristu ukuthi indlela lawo macala ayephumelela ngayo.
Today, the liberal media even says that the conservative side of society has got, the New York Times said, has got the upper hand.
Kwafinyelela lapho ke laba abashaya bemthetho basentshonalanga babona khona ukuthi engathi kufanele manje bathi ukuphakamisa amasokisi.
So, Mr. Swartz from around.
Mr. Swenige uqhamuka kuleyo nhlangano.
I'm just going to read his CV to you quickly.
Ngokuphuthuma nje sizomfundela umlando oqondene naye.
Just to say that he allowed for a few questions and interaction after he had spoken.
Nanokuthi ke uvumile ukuthi kube khona imibuzo esingayibuza yona mhlambe ke sibuze siphendulane.
If you have a question while he's speaking, and you want to, you can even write on a letter, a small piece of paper, fold it closed, and just send it to the end of the benches, and we'll try and collect that depending on how many other questions there are.
Uma ke ngesikhathi eqhubeka ikhuluma kuvuka umbuzo ngaphakathi kwakho ungabhala nje ipheshana ulgoqe kahle bese ulidlulisela kulosogcineni kwebhentshi ohleli kulo sizozama ukuthi kube khona abazodlula ngala ungakhona bathathe lelo phepha ukuze mhlambi imibuzo ongakwazi ukuyibuza akwazi nokuyiphendula.
So Michael was raised in England, graduating from the University of Bristol with honors degree in law before immigrating to South Africa in 1983.
Ubaba ke uMichael Swen wakhulela eEngland wathola iziqu zakhe zezemthetho ngaphambi kokuthi ke afuduke azoba isakhamuzi salapha eMzansi.
Michael is a co-founder and former vice president of the Every Nation, formerly the His People movement of churches and ministries.
Ubaba ke uMichael uyena ongumqambi futhi wakwaba usekela umongameli wenhlangano ebizwa ngo Every Nation esebenza phakathi kwamabandla naseqhubeni kwevangeli.
He has spent over 30 years in Christian ministry in South Africa, Europe and the USA.
Usebenzileke iminyaka engaphezulu kwamashumi amathathu esebenza phakathi kwamaKristu la eNingizimu Afrika naseEurope kanti ke futhi ke nase United States.
He has also enjoyed success as a businessman, having founded and run companies in diverse areas, including software development, events management, as well as marketing and communications.
Kanti ke futhi ke ube ngusomabhizinisi ophumelele osungule izinkampani aphinde aziqhube ukuthi zisebenza kahle yini. Abuye futhi asebenze na kweza ma computer ukuyithuthukisa kanti ke futhi ke ubesebenza kakhulu uyasebenza kakhulu futhi nanokumanager umsebenzi wokukhangisa ngamabhizinisi noma futhi kwezokuxhumana.
Michael currently serves as the executive director and primary spokesman for Freedom of Religion South Africa, or 4SA, and he and his wife Lynn live in Cape Town.
Ubaba ke Michael njengamanje uyena ongumqondisi nongumkhulumeli futhi wenhlangano i4SA. Leli gama ke limele inkululeko yezenkolo eMzansi. Yena ke nonkosikazi wakhe umama uLin base bazinze eKapa.
So before he comes forward to speak, he's asked that we just play a short 2 or 3 minute video to introduce his organization to everybody.
Kushuthi ke ucelile ke ubaba ukuthi angakezi ukuzokhuluma sibone ivideo encane nje echaza ngenhlangano yakhe i4SA nokuthi yenzani imeleni ivideo nje engezothatha isikhathi eside.
Freedom of Religion South Africa, known as 4SA, was founded in 2014 after the South African Human Rights Commission wrote to a local Cape Town church and demanded that they cease to teach certain scriptures and to send their pastors for so-called sensitization training. From that time to this, Freedom of Religion South Africa has been involved wherever religious freedom has been under threat, by engaging in court battles, as well as lobbying and making multiple submissions to influence government policy, regulation, and legislation. In many countries around the world today, people and organizations of faith suffer harassment and intimidation, either by government, social groups, or even other individuals, because of their sincerely held beliefs. In South Africa, Section 15 of the Constitution guarantees your right to believe whatever you want and to share and to live out your beliefs openly, whether on social media, at school, on campus, or at work. And most importantly, it entitles you to pass on your values to your own children. The Constitution also protects the right of religious organizations like churches, mosques, synagogues, temples, and faith-based schools to determine their own doctrine and ethos according to their interpretation of their holy texts and to regulate their internal affairs free from external interference. However, there's a growing global trend to erode and undermine the right of religious freedom and to silence and even sanction people of faith, and it has reached South Africa too. This is not just a simple legal skirmish. It is literally the battle for the soul of our nation. 4SA's mission and mandate is to stand in the gap for faith communities in this nation, helping to ensure that we can all continue to live in a nation where we remain free to celebrate, to speak about, and to live out our faith, beliefs, and opinions, both in private and in public. As a non-profit organization, we are 100% reliant on voluntary donations to enable us to continue this vital work. Your continued help and support makes sure that the voice and views of the people of faith are heard. And we therefore ask you to partner with 4SA today, because it is only when we join together that we can be effective in the many battles we face in the fight for faith and freedom.
So with that, I would like to hand over to Mr. Michael Swain.
Greetings. Is this microphone working? Yes.
Greetings. It is so wonderful to be here.
Yes, and being a lela, who is mang ukubala.
A true honor and a privilege. I first came to Kwasi Sabantu in the year 1990. And I had the privilege of meeting Reverend
Stegen.
And what I see as I look around is the incredible power of a man with a vision, and an amazing supporting team
Asengibona futhi netimba elisimanga elimsekelayo ubaba umfundisi elisebenza naye.
And the power of our God to do abundantly above and beyond anything that anyone could have asked for or expected.
Namandla kaNkulunkulu wethu asebenzayo abonakala futhi ngobukhulu bawo ngaphezu kwesingakucela thina.
I want to say a special thank you for the tremendous warm hospitality that I've received.
Ngithanda ukuba ngidlulise ukubonga okukhulu ngendlela esamukeleke ngayo nengiphatheke ngayo ngemfudumalo kule ndawo.
And it is truly an honor to speak to you this afternoon.
Futhi kuyintokozo enkulu nenhlanhla kimi ukuba ngikhulume nani emini namhlanje.
You've heard a little bit about 4SA.
Nizwile kancane ngalenhlangano i4SA.
4SA is an organization that is dedicated to defending our constitutional right to religious freedom.
Lena kuyinhlangano esebenza ngamandla ebheke ukuthi ivikele amalungelo ezenkolo njengoba kubekiwe kumthetho sisekelo wethu.
We look at every draft piece of legislation, every policy, every regulation.
Siyabuka kuwona wonke umthetho obhalwayo, umthetho ohlongozwayo, nayo yonke imithetho elethwayo esizweni sakithi.
We engage with commissions like the Human Rights Commission, the Commission for Gender Equality, the CRL Rights Commission.
Sixoxisana namakhomishana ahlukene asebenza nohulumeni, ikhomishana ebhelele amalungelo ezenkolo, ababhekene nezimo zezobulili njalo njalo.
We look at what is happening in the law courts. Wherever we see religious freedom is potentially under attack.
Sibheka nokwenzeka eNkantolo ngisho naleze isasebenza phansi ungakabi iNkantolo yomthetho sisekelo. Sibheka izinto okungenzeka ukuthi mazihlongozwa zihlasela inkululeko yethu yezenkolo.
That's where you will find 4SA on the front lines of the fight for faith and freedom.
Ilapho sithola khona ke thina njengalenhlangano 4SA siphambili silapho sisempini yokulu ukuba sivikele inkolo nenkululeko yenkolo ezweni lakithi.
Myself, I am a pastor. I am a committed Christian.
Mina ke ngimina nje ngingumfundisi futhi ngingumKristu ozinikele ngokuphelele.
I've been in ministry for nearly 35 years.
Sengibe semsebenzini wenkosi cishe iminyaka engamashumi amathathu nanhlanu 35.
And I believe that God has called me to this role at this season.
Futhi ngiyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungibizile kulelizwe kuso lesi sikhathi.
Because so much of what happens to us in our lives,
ngokuba konke okwenzakala kithina empilweni zethu,
is the consequence of the laws which govern our nation.
Konke lokho kuwumphumela wemthetho ebekiwe ebusa izwe lakithi.
And if we do not fight the battles in law,
uma thina singalwi izimpi zethu ngokomthetho,
if we do not protect and promote and uphold our rights to religious freedom,
uma singavikeli futhi simele ilungelo lethu lenkolo,
it can very quickly become difficult for us to live out, to express, and to pass our faith on to our children.
Kungenzeka ukuthi kube likhuni kithina futhi cishe kungenzeka ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi siphile siyimele futhi lenkolo siyidlulisele ezinganeni zethu.
The right to religious freedom is guaranteed to every single individual by section 15 of our constitution.
Ilungelo lokuthi umuntu akhole futhi akhole noma kuyiphi inkolo ilungelo elikhona esiliphiwe futhi likhona kumthetho sisekelo wethu uma sibuka section 15.
This right came at a very, very high cost. In the European context, warfare took place for nearly 200 years when Protestants and Catholics were fighting each other.
Emazweni phesheya kwaliwa iminyaka eminingi lapho amaProtestant belwa zibhekene ngehluthu kuliwa.
It shows us the danger whenever the power of the state
kusivezela lokho ingozi uma ngabe ohulumeni benamandla
begins to use its force to back any faith or ideology
futhi besebenzisa lawo mandla abanawo ukuthi bawasebenzisele ekutheni baphushe noma baphakamise inkolo ethize.
Disastrous consequences follow.
Makunjalo-ke kuvela iy'nkinga ney'ngozi ey'nkulu.
In South Africa, there is a little town called Franschhoek.
Lana ezweni lakithi eNingizimu Afrika kukhona idolobhana elincane elibiza ukuthi iseFranschhoek.
It means French corner.
Kubizwa ke lelozwe uma ulichaze lo gama ikhona lama French.
Does anybody here know Franschhoek?
Ukhona phakathi kwethu yazi iFranschhoek?
Franschhoek was founded by people who were called the Huguenots.
IFranschhoek lelo dolobha lelo laba khona liqanjwa abantu bebizwa ukuthi ama Huguenots abesuka emazweni ephesheya bebalekela impizo ezenkolo.
They were Protestants who lived in France, nearly 2 million of them.
Kwakuma Protestant ayiphile ezweni lase France isigidi cishe ezimbili.
But there was a persecution against them, and by the time that persecution ended, there were literally 10,000 left.
Kwase kuba khona ukuhlushwa okukhulu okwabhekana nabo. Ekupheleni kwalokho kuhlushwa kwase kusele abangu 10,000 kuphela kulezi gidi ezimbili ebezikhona.
And they fled to South Africa, where they found a refuge where they could express and live out their faith.
Base bebalekela la eNingizimu laseNingizimu Afrika kulelizwe laba kwazi ukuthi baphile khona ngenkululeko beyiveza inkolo yabo.
Religious freedom came at a very high cost.
Inkululeko lezenkolo yafika sayithola ngenani elibizayo.
And it is critical that we protect and promote and defend it.
Ngakho ke kusemqoka, kusemqoka kakhulu ukuba siyilwele, siyivikele futhi.
Because if we lose it, it will be very, very difficult to gain it back.
Ngoba uma silahlekelwa yiyona, kuyoba lukhuni kakhulu ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi siphinde siyithole leyo nkululeko.
Some people think, well, am I not free to live out my faith?
Abanye abantu bathi ingaba ngikhululekile yini ukuba ngiphile ngiveze ukukholwa kwami na.
I think many people thought that until lockdown came.
Ngicabanga ukuthi abanye bebecabanga kanjalo kwaze kwafika isikhathi lesiya kokuvala kwezwe kwakuthiwa i-lockdown.
Churches were shut.
Amabandla avalwa.
Religious leaders were not even considered to be essential workers.
Abashumayeli bezenkolo babekelwe eceleni bangabukwa njengabantu abenza umsebenzi osemqoka.
There was a time when you could go to a casino and pull a slot machine.
Saba khona isikhathi la ongakwazi ukuthi uya khona ekhasino la abantu begembula khona.
And that was all okay.
Kwakulungile ukuthi ungakwenza lokho.
But if at the same time you put your hands together and prayed because maybe you were losing too much money.
Kodwa uma kuso leso sikhathi wawuhlanganisa izandla zakho ufuna ukungena emthandazweni ngoba mhlawumbe uyabona ukuthi usulahlelwa yimali.
You could be arrested and put in jail for 6 months.
Wawungaboshwa uvalele ejele inyanga eziyisithupha.
Because gambling was okay, but religious gatherings were forbidden.
Ngoba ukugembula kwakulungile ungakwenza ngaso isikhathi se-lockdown, kodwa uma uthi ufuna ukusebenzisa ilungelo lakho lenkolo kwakungavumelekile.
And 4SA took the minister of COGTA to court.
Lenhlangano ke-4SA yathatha ungqongqoshe yamhambisa enkantolo.
And we said you cannot unfairly discriminate against the faith community.
Yamthatha ungqongqoshe wezempilo yomfaka enkantolo ithi awukwazi ukuthi ukwenze lokhu ungqongqoshe ukuba thina bezenkolo usicwase usibekele eceleni.
And I'm happy to say that churches were again opened, albeit for a very small number.
Ngiyajabula ukusho ukuthi amasonto emva kwalokho akwazi ukuthi abuye avulwe futhi.
We suffer sometimes because we do nothing.
Siyahlupheka ngoba kwesinye isikhathi siyahlala nje singenzi lutho.
Some 5 or 6 years ago now, there was a report issued by the CRL Rights Commission.
Eminyakeni cishe emhlanu eyisithupha edlule, kwaba khona i-report eyakhishwa inhlangano le ebhekene namalungelo ezenkolo.
The CRL is an institution of the state.
Lenhlangano ki CRL iyinhlangano engaphansi kukahulumeni.
And they pointed out that there were many abuses happening in the Christian world in particular.
Lenhlangano ke yise ithi kukhona ukuhlukunyezwa okukhulu okwenzakalayo ikakhulukazi ngaphansi kwezinhlangano zamaKristu.
They showed pictures of people eating grass and eating snakes and the prophet of doom. Remember him?
Basake bekhipha izithombe zabantu bebekade bedlisa inyoka, bedlisa utshani nalo prophet wedoom esimkhumbulayo.
And they said, look what's happening in the world of the Christians particularly.
Base beyithatha ke lento beyidumisa beyisakaza umhlaba wonke bethi ake nibuke ukuthi kwenzakalani phakathi kwamaKristu.
We need to regulate religion.
Kodinga ukuthi kube khona izinyathelo esizithathayo lento yenkolo sike sifakele izibuko sibheke kahle futhi siyibekele thina umthetho ukuthi kuzohamba kanjani.
We need to appoint Christian leaders and Muslim leaders and Jewish leaders to form committees.
Kumele ukuba sikhethe abaholi bamaKristu, sikhethe abaholi bamaSulumane, sikhethe abaholi bamaJuda, kube khona amakomiti akhiwayo ahlanganayo.
And if you want to be a pastor, then you must be evaluated. We must check you out.
Uma wena ukuthi ufuna ukuba umfundisi, kumele uthiye kulamakomiti, lamakomiti akacubungulisise, akuvivinye ehlole ukuthi ngempela ungaba umfundisi.
We will decide whether your doctrine, whether what you are speaking, what you are saying, or what you are doing is acceptable.
Bathi thina sizohlola sibheke ukuthi imfundiso yakho, izintshumayelo zakho lezi oyishumayelayo ziyamukeleka yini kulamakomiti abekho uhulumeni.
But here's the problem.
Kodwa nansi inkinga.
Who makes that decision?
Ubani wenza leso sinqumo?
You know, when Jesus walked on this earth with his 12 disciples, they did not conform to the day of the religious controllers.
And
if they had been evaluated on what they were teaching, and it was found to be unacceptable, which all the Pharisees and the Sadducees said that it was, they would have been shut down. We cannot allow the government ever to decide what we can or cannot believe.
Asikwazi ukuba nakanye sivumele uhulumeni ukuba kube uyena okhethayo ukuthi ikuphi esingakholwa yikho, ikuphi futhi esingesikholwe yikho.
That is not freedom of religion, that is freedom from religion.
Ngoba phela uma kunjalo akuseyona inkululeko leyo kwezenkolo kodwa inkululeko esingathi bafuna ukuyikhipha enkolweni.
Yes, it is true that we need to educate ourselves so that we can be better as pastors.
Yebo kumele ukuba sithuthukise ngolwazi, sithole ulwazi sazi ukuze nathi njengabafundisi sibe abantu abangcono elwazini.
But I believe every pastor here will tell me that first and foremost, they are a pastor because they are called of God, not because they have a degree or an
education.
It took us nearly 5 years to stop this happening. We were in Parliament for 5 days on 3 separate occasions. And And we had so many of the faith community backing and supporting us and saying to government, you have no right to regulate or license us, without which we're not going to be able to preach. If they had got what they wanted, you would have needed to have a piece of paper, a license, in order to preach. And if you hadn't got that piece of paper, that license, then you would have had to sit down and be quiet. But thank God we prevailed. And today you do not need a license to preach. And I pray that you never need a license to preach. There was an atheist organization by the name of O God. They brought a lawsuit against certain schools. And they said they wanted 71 different Christian religious observances banned from the schools. They wanted to make South African schools like American schools, where you cannot open your mouth and speak a word of faith. And 4SA went to court. And we said, no, the South African Constitution says that we are a God-fearing nation. The Constitution allows for religious observances everywhere and in public spaces like schools. The atheists wanted schools with no education and no religion. Again, they wanted freedom from religion, not freedom of religion. I'm happy to tell you that again, we won that case. You can still have religion in schools. Praise God. You can still have pastors speaking to school assemblies in the mornings. You can have Christmas carols. You can pray before sports matches. But here's the important thing. The school governing body, they decide the policy for each school. I believe the school governing bodies are the most critical gatekeepers for this generation.
Governing bodies,
They are the ones with the power to say what can come into a school. Or what they keep out. I want to ask by show of hands, who here is on a school governing body? I want to encourage you. If you're not on a school governing body, when the elections for school governing bodies come around again next year, make sure that you are on it for the sake of your children and your grandchildren. We cannot go to sleep in this generation. The Bible commended the sons of Issachar because they understood the times. And our times are very, very dangerous for people of faith. And we need to be watchful. When I look at my own country, England, when I was studying law at university, I asked my professors, what is there that protects religious freedom? And they said to me, England is a Christian nation. We have the Magna Carta. Some of the great men of God like Spurgeon and Wilberforce and John Wesley. They were all English. David Livingstone, the great missionary, was English.
Lord David Livingstone, missionary omkhulu, nawe eqhamuke ngilandi.
England will always be a Christian nation.
But izwe lakithi ngilandi njalo kuyoba izwe lamaKristu.
Wrong you were.
Babe wrong.
That photograph,
lesi sithombe lesi,
was taken in the same city where I studied law and where they told me that religious freedom was always going to be there in England.
And
that man being arrested as a pastor, he was arrested for a breach of the peace. His crime was that he said, Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but through him.
And
it made some people very angry. And they called the police. And he was arrested. When he was prosecuted, the state attorney said this.
In
21st century Britain, if you quote scriptures from the Bible, it is almost certainly hate speech.
I corner.
What we are allowed to say is under threat.
Lokho sivumelekile ukuthi sikhulume kungaphansi kwencindezelo enkulu.
We have a law in this country. It's called PAPUDA.
Sinomthetho okhona okhona la izweni lakithi obiza ukuthi iPAPUDA.
It's also known as the Equality Act.
Pindubuze ubizo futhi ukuthi umthetho obhekelele ezokulingana kwabantu.
PAPUDA stands for the promotion of equality.
UPAPUDA lona maseliqaqo leligama lichaza ukuphakanyiswa kokulingana kokuphathwa ngokulingana kwabantu.
And the Prevention of Unfair Discrimination Act, PAPUDA.
Nokuvinjwa ke kokuthi kungabikho ukubandlululana noma ukucwasana kwabantu maselihlanganiswe ke ngesiNgisi kuthiwa PAPUDA.
In PAPUDA there is a clause which prohibits hate speech.
Phansike kwalesiqephu somthetho iPAPUDA kukhona imibhalo khona lapho emelene nokukhuluma inkulumo eyinzondo.
And when we hear hate speech, we think, yes, that's okay. We don't like hate speech.
Masizwa ukuthi umuntu ukhuluma inkulumo eyinzondo, sithi hayi asikufuni lokho ukuthi umuntu akhulume amagama agcwele inzondo.
But what you have to ask is, what is the definition of hate speech?
Kodwa kumele ukubuza ukuthi uma kukhulunywa ngale nkulumo yenzondo, kuchazani yini yona leyo nto?
Our constitution says that we are free to say anything as long as it does not amount to a very narrow definition of hate speech.
Umthetho sekelo wethu uthi sikhululekile singakhuluma noma yini sinenkululeko ekukhulumeni noma yini kodwa leyo nto kumele ukuthi ingabi inkulumo enenzondo.
Hate speech is defined as an advocacy to hatred. That means you whip up hatred.
Inkulumo yenzondo kuchaza ukuthi leyo nto ikhulumayo kungenzeka ukuthi iqhande inzondo.
With an incitement to do harm. You're saying to people, I want to make you angry so that you can hurt those people.
Ngalokho utshala abantu, ufaka umoya utshala kubantu kuba kuvuka inzondo bazonde mhlamba abantu abathize.
That's hate speech.
Yona ke inkulumo eyinzondo.
Kill the farmer, kill the boer.
Njengalawo magama lawo abaye bawamemeze bethi bulala umlimi, bulala ibhunu.
That's hate speech. Who do we want you to hate? The farmer. What do we want you to do? Kill them. Hate speech. Simple example. But what if you widen the definition of harm?
Kodwa uma ngabe usulithatha ke leligama noma lencazelo usuyinabisa kabanzi.
What if hate speech is defined as speech that is hurtful, that offends me?
Uma ke sesingathi le nkulumo yenzondo inkulumo engilimazayo mina engiphatha kabi.
What if you can be fined or even sent to jail because something you say hurts somebody else's feelings?
Ungathinika uma ngabe into wena oyikhulumayo noma oyishoyo izwakala ibanzima komunye umuntu ilimaza imizwa yakhe.
How much free speech do you really have?
Uma kunjalo ke ukhululeke kangakanani ekukhulumeni kwakho na?
And often we hear that and we tend to think, well, I better not say that because if I do, I may get into trouble.
Uma sizwa lokho ke siye sibe nokwesaba sithi hayi kungcono ngingakhulumi ke ngize ngifinyelele lapho ngoba mhlawumbe ngiyongena enkingeni.
And it can happen.
Kungenzeka.
It happened to that young man in the middle.
Kwenzeka kuleya nsizwe siyibonayo imi lapha yaphambili.
His name is Simeon Chetty.
USimeon Chetty.
He lives not too near from here, near Chatsworth.
Uhlala endaweni ebude buduze nala komakhelwane nje bethu la eChatsworth.
He's a young evangelist. And one day he was sharing his testimony about how God raised his little brother back to life from the dead.
And
as And there were people who didn't like what he said, and they opened a case against him for hate speech under the Equality Act.
And
they tried to open a criminal case against him as well. They wanted him to pay a fine of 300,000
rand.
And 4SA defended him. We came as a friend of the court. And we told the court that there had been a very important decision in the Constitutional Court. The Constitutional Court is the highest court in South Africa. And there was a hate speech case called the Xolani case. And John Xolani was a journalist who wrote an article.
John Xolani lona wekade umuntu owabhala emaphephandabeni owabhala ukuthize kwiphephandaba.
And he said some very horrible things about people who are homosexuals.
Wakhuluma izinto ezingemnandi ebhekise kulabo bantu abawungqingili.
They in fact was decided, the court decided they were so bad they did in fact amount to hate speech.
Inkantolo yayisithola ukuthi lamagama akhulunywa lomlisa ayemabi kakhulu abamazwi aveza naqhanda inzondo.
But they changed the definition of hate speech that was in the law because it was way too broad. The definition that was in Papuda, the Equality Act, for 21 years, they said that definition of hate speech is unlawful and unconstitutional.
And
they changed it. And they've given Parliament 2 years to change it in the law. So thank God that the definition now means that if you say something that offends somebody, you cannot have to pay a fine, which they were trying to make that young man pay. Praise God. And we thought that was good news. But then there was another bill of parliament came into play called the hate, we call it the hate speech bill. And the problem with the hate speech bill is again the definition of hate speech. The bill proposes to criminalize hate speech. It carries a maximum jail sentence of 8 years. Eight years just for something that you say. And The crime is a definition, is an expression that incites harm.
Kwasekuthwake lelo cala lelo icala lokuthi wena ufaka into noma utshala umoya obalimaza abanye abantu.
And it promotes or propagates hatred against a group of people specifically listed in the bill.
Futhi ngalokho ugqugquzela futhi wandisa inzondo ebhekiswe ngqo kulabo bantu ababaliwe ohlweni olusemthethweni.
But the problem is, what is the definition of harm?
Kodwa manje enye inkinga ekhona incazelo yokulimaza. Noma mawuzolichaza leli gama elithi ukulimaza, ungalichaza ulithini?
Harm is defined to include emotional harm.
Uma kukhulunywa ngokulimaza, kuchaza ukuthi nokulimaza umuntu emoyeni.
What is emotional harm?
Kuyini ukulimaza umuntu emoyeni?
If I say something that substantially harms you emotionally, I can go to jail for 8 years.
Uma mina ngikhuluma into ezokulimaza ihlale kabuhlungu emoyeni kwena nasemzweni yakho, ngaloko kuchaza ukuthi ngaye ejele iminyaka ewu-8.
But who decides what emotional harm is?
Ubani kwanqumayo ukuthi ngimlimazile lo muntu emoyeni?
It sounds very like offense, doesn't it?
Kuzwana njengento enesihluku.
And then we have another problem. The problem is the groups of people who are protected. It includes the obvious ones like race.
Kubala izinto okunye kusobala njengokuthi abantu ba uhlobo luni lwabantu ngokolimi.
And age and But then it also includes gender identity and sexual orientation. When this bill was first introduced some 6 years ago, there was no protection for the faith community. You could preach certain scriptures and you could say certain things about certain groups. You could be talking about marriage, you could be talking about even things, by the way, like prostitution. And if somebody was offended, you could potentially go to jail. I'm happy to say that there is now a clause in the hate speech bill that protects religious freedom rights. We met with the Deputy Minister, John Jeffrey, last week. His department, the Ministry of Justice, is responsible for this bill. The problem with the exemption clause that they drafted is simply this. You're protected for something that you say. If you say it with good intention, you're proselytizing, you're preaching the gospel. Unless what you say amounts to the hate speech definition in the bill.
Ngaphandle kuma lokho kushoyo kungena kuhambisane nokuchazwa kwaleli gama elikhuluma ngenkulumo enenzondo esikutholayo emthethweni.
We don't believe that that's an adequate protection. Would you agree?
Manje asivumike thina ukuthi uvikele ngokuphelele. Ngicabanga ukuthi nani nivumelana nami kuloko.
The bill is now going through the first house of parliament.
Manje ke lo mthetho noma le bill okwamanje ekabe umthetho ophelele isangena kwisigaba sokuqala seParliament.
It's going to go to the National Council of Provinces, the second house of parliament.
IParliament ishamthetho sokuqala isazodlula futhi ye kwiParliament leli lesigaba sesibili elihlanganisa ama provinces ahlukene kuthiwa NCOP.
Here's the good news.
Nazi indaba ezimnandi.
Every time a bill goes through parliament,
njalo uma ngabe kunomthetho osabukezwa ubukezwa iParliament.
We the people have the opportunity to make our voices heard.
Thina njengabantu nje zakhamizi sinethuba lokuthi nathi singaliveza uvo lwethu.
The problem is often people just don't speak up.
Kodwa inkinga bakhona ukuthi isikhathi esiningi abantu abakhulumi.
They stay silent.
Bayathula.
But let me tell you, when we do speak up,
kodwa ngingitshele lokhu uma kwenzeka sikhuluma.
When enough people speak up,
uma kukhuluma abantu abaningi,
our voice gets louder and louder and louder.
Izwi lethu liba likhulu liye ngokuzwakala ngokuzwakala kakhulu.
And there's one thing that politicians listen to.
Kukhona into eyodwa osopolitika bayilalela kakhulu.
Who's shouting the loudest?
Balalelisizo sopolitiki bafuna ukuzwa ukuthi kulabantu abamemezayo ubani omemeza kakhulu.
Because it's a numbers game.
Ngoba phela sopolitiki bona babuka izibalo ukuthi iningi lingakuphi.
If you pass a law that enough people are really unhappy with, you might not be in government next time election comes around.
Ngoba bayazi phela ukuthi uma uphasisa umthetho ongathandwa abantu abaningi, kungenzeka ukuthi ngokuzayo abantu emphakathini bakushaye ngevoti ungaphindele eParliament.
That is why it is so important that we make our voices heard.
Inakho kusemqoka kubaleka kakhulu ukuthi nathi sizame ukuthi sikhulume uma kukhona okuphakanyiswayo.
Because if we sit and say nothing,
ngoba uma sihlala phansi singasho lutho,
then we mustn't be surprised if our freedoms and our lives are potentially taken away from us.
Ngakho kumele kuba ke singabe abantu abamangalayo uma inkululeko yethu isiphucwa kithina.
I was asked to specifically speak about how we should be speaking as the church.
Ngiyacela futhi ukuthi ngikhulume ngiveze ukuthi thina njenganebandla simele ukuba sikhulume kanjani.
You may have noticed that one of the most contentious areas in society is all about LGBT rights.
Ngicabanga ukuthi sesiphawulile sabona ukuthi eyonanto noma onamlilo ongena obhebhetha kakhulu emphakathini amalungelo alaba bantu abaongqingili.
And I want to say something very clearly.
Kodwa khona ngithanda ukuba ngikubeke cucu.
LGBT people are sometimes the most hurting, broken people you will ever meet.
Laba bantu abayiguqulayo abesilisa abazenza abesifazana abasifazana abazenza abesilisa abayishintsha ubulili njalo njalo abantu abatholayo ukuthi banobuhlungu obukhulu empilweni.
And I believe that as the church, our doors should be this wide open to anyone who is a sinner.
Ngiyakholwa ke mina ukuthi njenganebandla amasango ethu emasontweni bekufanele ukuthi avuleke kakhulu kulaba bantu.
We should not say horrible things about people.
Akumele ukuba sikhulume izinto ezimbi eziyisihluku ebantwini.
About any person.
Nanoma umuntu ohlobo luni.
That is not what Jesus would have done.
Akulokhu nje akukhona lokho uJesu ebengakwenza.
But we nevertheless still need to speak and preach the truth in love.
Kodwa nakuba kunjalo simele ukuba sishumayele iqiniso silikhulume othandweni.
You may come into a church as a sinner.
Ngenzeka ukuba uze esontweni uyisoni.
You may find Christ as your savior and your lord.
Umthola uJesu lapho njengomsindisi wakho nenkosi yakho.
But that doesn't mean to say that the church must now change to accommodate what you want.
Kodwa lokho akusho ukuthi ibandla noma isonto seliyaguqulwa manje ukuba libe iloku wena okufunayo noma libe iloku okuthanda wena.
So we must be careful what we say. We must pick our words.
Ngakho simele ukuba siqaphelisise, sikhethe kahle amagama esiwakhulumayo.
Don't be provocative. Don't be deliberately controversial.
Singabi abantu abafaka umoya, abafaka inzondo kungenasidingo noma siqhwanda uchuku singekho isidingo sokuthi sikwenze lokho.
We need to be understanding so that we can reach people.
Simele ukuba abantu abaqondayo izinto ukuze sikwazi ukuba sifinyelele kubantu.
Be careful about using stereotypes.
Siqaphelisise ukuba sibe abantu ongazuthi bafaka amahanisi, asifuni ukubona okunye okuseceleni.
I know a pastor who got into trouble with the South African Human Rights Commission.
Ngiyamazi umfundisi thizeni owangena enkingeni nalenhlangano ye Human Rights ya eNingizimu Afrika.
Because he said God did not make them Adam and Steve, he made them Adam and Eve.
Ngoba wathi yena uNkulunkulu akazange adale uAdam noSteve, wadala uAdam noEva.
We need to be careful with our words.
Kumele ukuba siqaphelisise amagama esiwasebenzisayo.
But that does not mean to say that we should stop preaching the whole gospel, the undiluted truth of the gospel.
Kodwa lokho akusho ukuthi singashumayeli ivangeli, silishumele futhi linjengoba linjalo lingaxotshiwe.
God has spoken his word and he will never change it.
uNkulunkulu ulikhulumile izwi futhi akayiguquka.
Stick to the scriptures.
Ngakho gcila embhalweni.
If you're part of a church, you should have a statement of faith.
Uma ngabe uyingxenye yebandla, kumele ube naso isivumo sokholo.
So that you can show clearly that you are literally just exercising your freedom of religion right.
Ukuze ukwazi ukuveza ngokusobala ukuthi kokwenzayo nokushoyo wena umi elungelweni lakho, usebenzisa ilungelo lakho lokukholwa.
As I said, it is loving to speak the truth. But only if you speak the truth lovingly.
Njoba ngisile ukuthi akukho kube ukukhulumela iqiniso, ikakhulukazi uma ukhuluma iqiniso ngothando.
A church should be the safest place. It should be us who are standing up for people's dignity. We should never support any form of harm against people just because of their sexuality that we might happen to disagree with ourselves or even say the Bible says differently.
Ibandla bekumele kube indawo ephephile kunomabani, kungabi yithini esisukayo siyolwa sihlukumeza abantu ngenxa yokuthi sithi baguqula ubulili babo noma benza ukuphambene neBhayibheli.
And remember that what you say can affect not just you but even the church that you belong to.
Futhi khumbula ukuba lokho wena okushoyo mhlawumbe ngeke kube yinto ebhekana nawe kuphela sekumase kuyinkinga.
It's a good idea to record what you speak in public. And if you do say something that gets you into trouble, then call 4SA. And we will come and defend you.
Siyokwazi ukuthi sifike sizokuvikela.
Let's have a look at what's happening next.
Ake sibuke ukuthi ikupho okulandelayo.
We are facing a battle for the next generation.
Kunempi enkulu esibhekene nayo kwizukulwane esilandelayo.
The next battleground is going to be the young people in our schools.
Impi enkulu elandelayo ibhekene nezingane zethu esikoleni.
You may have heard of something called CSE, Comprehensive Sexuality Education.
Mhlawumbe sesike sezwa ngale CSE ebhekene kakhulu nemfundiso yezocansi nobulili ezikoleni zethu.
It's taught in schools as part of the life skills and life orientation CAPS curriculum.
Kuyafundiswa ezikoleni.
There was an attempt to introduce teaching on sex and sexuality that was so liberal.
Kuke kwahlongozwa ukuba kube nemfundiso yezocansi nezobulili futhi.
so contrary to traditional conservative views and values. An agenda that came from the United Nations. A curriculum was developed. One of the developers was an organization called Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is a multi-billion dollar abortion agency. They make literally billions, and they get billions from government for killing babies and even selling baby parts. Why would you trust them to teach your children about sex and sexuality? But when this curriculum was introduced, and government wanted to roll it out, they were given 450 million rand to do so. Because the devil has a lot of money to pay for his agenda. And I'm happy to say that 4SA and others stood up and said no. Government cannot use its power to push an ideology into our public schools. And here we're talking about an ideology, not fact and not truth. But you need to know that last year in October, our government went back to the United Nations.
United Nations.
And with the governments of 10 other South Sub-Saharan African nations. And they've given the United Nations agency the authority to rewrite our curriculum to teach on sex and sexuality.
United Nations amandla ukuthi ayikibhali iguqule kabusha ukuthi ibe nendlela entsha ekuzofundiswa ngayo ezocansi nezithinta ubulili la emazweni akithi.
We need to be ready to speak up and to push back.
Kumele ukuba sibe abantu abalungele ukuthi sikhulume silimele iqiniso.
If your children can be taught worldly views and values about sex and sexuality, we are going to lose a whole generation. And it's coming in like a flood. SOGI stands for Sexual Orientation and Gender Identity Guidelines. I changed my talk today because I received an email yesterday. What I'm about to share with you is literally news that I received yesterday. There is something called an Early Childhood Development Toolkit.
Early Childhood Development Kit.
It's designed, as it says, to promote gender equality in early childhood development, a practical guide for teachers and practitioners in South Africa. This is being used to train every preschool, pre-primary, kindergarten teacher in South Africa. It was paid for with a grant of 40 million from VVOB, a Belgian organization, a European organization paid for this. They developed this with the University of Stellenbosch and the Department of Basic Education. It is in its final form and it is being rolled out. They hope to put it into all provinces by the end of
2024.
Now you live here. Did you know that this was piloted with 4,000 grade R teachers in KwaZulu-Natal? Did you know that? That's on your doorstep. Did anybody know this was happening? I see one person new. It's so important that we be awake to these things. We asked the Department of Basic Education, did parents consent to this? And they said, no, we don't need to tell parents about this because we're training the teachers. But who are the teachers going to teach? They're going to teach your little children. And they said, we don't need a public participation process because we're not required to have one for something like this. But it's going to be taught to every little child in this country between the ages of 3 and 7 years old. Isn't that something that we should have a say in? I've written some exact quotes from this manual just to read one or two.
It
says, this guide supports teachers and practitioners working in early childhood development. To promote gender equality and discrimination based on gender. And I have no problem with that. We should never discriminate against somebody on the basis of their sex, if you're a man or you're a woman. We least of all should be discriminating against women who often are on the wrong side of discrimination. But here's the problem. How does this toolkit define gender. So they're training teachers. They're saying to teachers, most of us have been raised with the idea that there are two sexes, male and female. The sex is a binary. You can be a man or you can be a woman. That's a biological truth that is recognized across all species of mammals. But they're bringing a new revelation. They say both sex and gender exist across a continuum of possibilities. And they're saying to teachers, you can help young children learn and break free from harmful gender stereotypes and hold them back in that hold them back in life. One of the things that they want is to have toilets, not for boys and girls anymore. But if you're a boy and you feel like going into the girls' toilet, that's okay, because who knows, you may be a girl. They're telling them to use pictures and stories to talk about gender roles, to present gender diversity. They're telling them, use activities to get children to question gender roles and stereotypes that promote gender equality. They say, growing up, many of us were taught, I was one, that if you were identifying a single person, you either said he to a man or she to a woman.
But it's abaningi safundiswa nami ngakhuluma kanjalo ukuthi uma ngabe ubona umuntu umchaza ngokuthi lo owesilisa noma lo owesifazane.
It says they was only for groups of people.
Kuthake igama elithi they noma laba bekade ukusebenzisa uma ukhuluma ngabantu abaningi.
But now they're saying to teachers, teach children, those rules have changed. Use they, because then children will understand that we cannot assume that somebody is a man or a woman just by looking at them. All these things come down to matters of law. For SA will be challenging this because it is an ideology. We're not saying it's right and we're not saying it's wrong. But we're saying to government, you cannot push an ideology onto children unless their parents agree. How many people do not want your child to be taught that. Put your hand up. Put your hand up. Wave your hand. Now be prepared to use that hand to write when the moment comes. We will be pushing for a public participation process for this. We will be telling government it is unlawful and unconstitutional for you to push this ideology into the public schools. You cannot bypass the school governing bodies. Do you understand now how important it is that you're on school governing bodies? Because you can stop this as a school governing body too. What I'm saying to you is this. We have laws in this country. And we need to be law-abiding people. We need to respect the rule of law. Christians of all people should be law-abiding citizens. But we also have rights. And when our rights are being infringed upon, then it's time for us to stand up and be counted and to make our voices heard. If you agree with me, I want you to stand up. I want you to stand up. It's time we stood up in our generation. Because if enough of us stand up and say no, we can stop these threats. We can hold on to our religious freedom. We can continue to preach and teach the truth and love of the gospel. And pass it on to our children. It is our watch. It's our time. For the sake of our children. Let's stand. Amen. Thank you very much.
Amen.
I'm willing to take questions on any subject that concerns religious freedom.
If I may take the liberty, I would like to pose the first
question.
Before I do that, I just want to say that legislation or law shouldn't just be based on sound public participation. It should also be based on sound science.
Ngifisa ukusho nje okokuqala ukuthi imithetho le eshayiwayo esishayelwayo empela nakumelwe ishayiwe phezu komphakathi noma kokuphila kwabantu, kodwa futhi ifanele ukuthi ishayiwe bese incikiswa kweze science.
And there's a lot of good science, actually. We would have had Dr. Cretella from the American Society of Pediatricians speaking at this conference about the science that shows the mistakes in gender dysphoria. And Doctors for Life is standing together with 4SA on this matter.
Iningike kakhulu futhi eminye yemthetho odokotela bezempilo abake bayichallenge ngoba ibingahambisani nemthetho yezu science. Odokotela ke bempilo iDoctors for Life ihambisana kakhulu nalokhu i4SA ebikhuluma ngakho.
Now my question goes to the hottest part as far as I'm concerned of the presentation.
Umbuzo wami ke uya uqondene kakhulu nozodokotela njengokuba nami nginguye.
If I preach and I call people to repentance,
uma ke ngishumayela bese ngibiza abantu ukuthi beze kuphendukeni,
I would call out people who are stealing to repent from their stealing.
Ukuthi ngibize abantu abengabe kade bengamasela ukuthi baphenduke.
I will call out adulterers to repent from their adultery and bring it to Christ to receive forgiveness.
Ngibize futhi nabantu abanesimilo esixegayo abangayiphethi kahle ukuthi nanti ithuba lokuthi nize niphenduke.
Now if I would be speaking on the issue of LGBTQ,
uma ke bengingakhuluma egameni lalabo abamele ezobulili.
And I speak like this, what we find in Romans 1, verse 21-29.
Uma ke ngingakhuluma ngalokhu esithola encwadini yabase Roma isahluko sokuqala ivesi lika 26.
Let's go to verse 24. Therefore God gave them in their lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves.
Uma ke singafunda kwabase Roma isahluko sokuqala ivesi lamashumi amabili nesithupha, ngenxa yalokho uNkulunkulu wabanikela ekuhuhekeni okuyihlazo.
Because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator who is blessed forever.
Ngokuba abesifazane babo baguqula ukwenza okwemvelo kwaba ngokuphambene nangokwemvelo.
For this reason God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature.
Ngokuba nabesilisa baye kukwenza ngokwemvelo kwabesifazane basha ngokukhanuka besilisa benza okuyiphilo kwabesilisa bazitholela umvuzo ofanele ukulahlwa kwabo.
And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. Verse 27.
Ngokuba nabesilisa bayeka ukwenza kwemvelo kowesifazane basha ngokukhanukelana, abesilisa benza okuyichilo kwabesilisa basolela umvuzo okufanele kweduka kwabo.
And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done.
Nanjengalokho bengakunakanga kumazi uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu wabanikela engqondweni yokunganaki ukwenza okufaneleyo.
And I would on this basis call people with an LGBTQ orientation to repent, and that if they don't, they are lost. What will I be? Will I be guilty of or not?
Ake lolu hlobo nje lwabantu ngilibizela ukuphendukeni kungenzekalani ke kimina.
That's an excellent question. There was a church in Cape Town.
Kwakunesibandla nomisonto eKapa.
They preached a similar message.
Bashumayela umbiko onjalo.
There's another scripture which says, and some of you once were.
Kukhona embhalweni la kuthiwa babe njalo abanye kini.
and it gives a list of sins. And one of them was homosexuals. And they were reported to the South African Human Rights Commission. And the Gender Equality Commission. And a lawsuit was initiated against them. But here's the good news. You're protected. Because that is a holy text. The problems come when people go off script. When they start to really say horrible, nasty things about people who are of a different sexual orientation. When we preach the gospel of repentance, yes, we will call out people for their sin. And we trust the Holy Spirit will convict them. And that the eyes of their understanding will be enlightened. And they will see that there is a better way in Jesus. And that's all protected. But what I said at the beginning, I say again. We must speak the truth in love. And we must trust God with the results. And we must be fearless. We talk about being bulletproof. If you stay within scripture, if you stay within your statement of faith, if you stay within the beliefs of your church or your denomination, you're okay, you're safe. But just because you're bulletproof doesn't mean to say that you're not going to get hit by a bullet. But as I said, if you ever find yourself in that situation, in law you have defense. And we will certainly defend you. Make a petition and sign and send it to the Constitutional Court. I'd love to say that's a great idea. But it's not. Law is very specific. It's very much involved with administration and procedure. That's why we must push government to open up for public comment. Because we can say that in law there are certain things that they have up for public comment, even if they don't want to. And when they do, petitions are not the way to go. You You can send in one petition with a million signatures.
It
counts for one submission. But if those same people who signed the petition wrote individually 1 million submissions, it would be a shout that would be almost impossible to resist. So that's why I believe look at what 4SA is doing. Follow us on our website. Follow us on our Facebook page. Maybe we can have the details back on the screen. Because when the opportunity comes, then we will let you know. And we will help you with what to say. And we will make sure that it goes to the government so that they can register it and hear your voice. And if enough of us speak up, our voices make a difference. So be ready. Says the new bathroom says if my female child does not want to use the bathroom with a boy who claims to be a girl, does my daughter have the right to demand the use of bathrooms with her own kind?
That's
one of the big battlegrounds. Because it involves rights of personal privacy. And even personal safety. So we have to watch these things. And we have to say no to these things. Again, it's a question of raising our voices when the opportunity is given. At the very best, I think there should be a compromise. That for those perhaps who are undecided as to their sex or sexuality or gender, maybe there should be a genderless bathroom. But these are issues for you to decide. And for the schools to decide. But they are serious issues. Because this gender confusion is causing havoc amongst this new generation. And it leads to horrible consequences. And I'm not denying that there are some people who genuinely suffer from gender dysphoria. And they deserve our sympathy and our compassion and our prayers. But the challenge here is that this is becoming increasingly politicized. I think I should also say one more thing. The advice that I'm giving you here is not legal advice.
Ukweluleka enginikeza khona manje akukhona ukweluleka engiluleka khona ngokusemthethweni mhlawumbe njengommeli.
For SA, we understand the law very well.
Thina nje for SA siyaqonda umthetho kahle.
But we ourselves are not lawyers.
Kodwa thina qobo lwethu asibona abameli.
We're not a legal firm, that is.
Asiyona inhlangano yabameli.
We have qualified attorneys and qualified advocates.
Sinabo abameli esenza nabo abaneziqu abawo advocate no attorney njalo njalo.
So we can give you a view.
Singakunikeza thina umbono.
But you cannot rely on that view.
Kodwa ukwazi ukuthi ngaba umbono osuzoma ngawo ke.
You always need to go to a lawyer who is a qualified lawyer, who is a registered lawyer, for a second opinion.
Kudinga ukuthi uyothola isigxivizo sombono wethu kummeli okumele ufundile onesitifiketi salokho okuyena kongathi impela kusewona umbono nje kodwa sekuyinto ongayisebenzisi.
That's just my disclaimer.
Lokhu ke ngithi angikusho ke ukuze ngizivikele mina.
If I, as a foundation phase teacher, refuse to teach this curriculum, do I have protection under law? I would say, yes, you do. I said at the beginning, the constitutional right to religious freedom guaranteed by Section 15 is yours as an individual. You cannot be forced to do something or say something that goes against your conscience and your belief and your faith. And you should register that objection at the earliest opportunity. And if you belong to a union, you should also, I think, speak to your union.
And
you should lodge an objection with the school governing body or with the parent body. But yes, you do have a right, and that right protects your conscience and your belief and your faith. Please explain as a kind of
explain how freedom of religion operate in.
It's a correctional service.
Correctional service.
Where Satanism is allowed to operate.
In the center.
In the center.
In jails.
Yes. It's worth making a point. The question is, what about Satanism? And particularly Satanism in the correctional services. I think it's very important to say one thing about religious freedom. You cannot hide behind religious freedom and commit something which is unlawful or criminal. Can you believe what you want? Yes, you can. Can you believe in Satan? Yes, you can. But can you carry out satanic practices and rituals that potentially harm other people and then say, that's my freedom of religion? I don't believe you can, no.
A question, can I refuse to marry a homosexual couple?
Okay, can I refuse to marry a homosexual couple?
Well,
You're all waiting for the answer, am I right? Absolutely you can. Absolutely you can. And let me tell you why. In South Africa, we have just had a process to develop a marriage policy. This was a process that took place over approximately 3 years. The problem with marriage laws in South Africa was that there was no unified marriage law. There was the Marriage Act, which covered typically traditional heterosexual marriages. There was an Act of Parliament which covered traditional marriages. And then there was a case in the Constitutional Court where a same-sex couple said, well, it's unfair discrimination if we are not allowed to marry. And the Constitutional Court agreed with them, and Parliament passed another act. It was called the Civil Union Act. It gives same-sex couples almost identical rights to heterosexual couples. But in order to be married as a same-sex couple, you had to be married under the Civil Union Act. And the person who married you had to have a special license under the Civil Union Act. And very few pastors applied for licenses. That means that as a pastor, if you have a marriage license today, almost certainly that license has been issued to you under the Marriage Act. And in the Marriage Act, there's a clause which says that you cannot be forced to marry anybody, either as an individual or as an organization, that goes against your conscience and your convictions and your beliefs and the tenets of your faith. So you can say no. But then there was a problem. Because when the marriage policy was now being decided, all these different marriage acts were going to be scrapped. And a new single marriage act will come into force. And the big question was, if you as a pastor have a marriage license, should you be forced to solemnize all marriages? And there was a big push to say, yes, you should be able to be forced to, because you are representing the state. It is the state who gives you your marriage license as a marriage license officer.
Kwase kuthi ke yebo kumele uphoqe ukuthi ushadise noma bani ngoba
mawushadisa usuke umele uhulumeni uhulumeni okunike license lokuthi ushadise abantu.
And 4SA and others were engaged in that process from the beginning.
Thina ke njenge 4SA nabanye sasikade sikhona kuhlelo lezo zinto kusukela ekuqaleni.
We spoke on panels, we made submissions.
Sakhuluma kuma panel kwinhlangano, sabhala sathumela.
And we said you cannot force pastors to go in against their conscience and to violate their conscience because that will be a complete negation of their religious freedom right.
Sase sithi ngeke umphoqo umfundisi ukuthi aphambane nonembeza wakhe naloko okukholwa khona ngoba uma kunjalo phela kube kuphambana nenkululeko anayo enkolweni yakhe akholwa kuyona.
And we said, why don't you look at marriage like this? There's a legal part of marriage which involves things like property rights and children and what happens to your property after you die. Was it a voluntary relationship?
Kubhekwe nokuthi lokuhlangana kwenu benikukho ngabe kukuhlangana ebenivumelene ngakho nobabili na.
We said those are the things government should be interested in.
Sathi thina lezo zinto uhulumeni okumele ukuthi agxile kuzona.
But then there's the spiritual side as well.
Sase sithi khona ke nohlangothi lokomoya.
And different faiths have different ways of solemnizing their weddings.
Sase sithi inkolo ezahlukene zinendlela ezahlukene ezihambisa ngayo umshado yayo.
And the end result was this. The new policy says that pastors will never be forced to solemnize a marriage that goes against their conscience, faith, and belief. And now we're waiting to see what the draft marriage bill is going to look like. Because we are expectant that it will follow the policy and make that in the new law. But we need to be watchful. And if it's anything other than that, we'll let you know. And then we can stand up. It's fine. Is 4SA for all religions or the Christian religion only?
Kuthiwa uyabuza umbuzo ukuthi le nhlangano i4SA ingabe imele inkolo yobuKristu kuphela noma imele zonke izinkolo.
I myself am a pastor.
Ngingumfundisi mina.
I made up my mind a long time ago.
Ngathatha isinqumo kudala.
But when you talk about law,
kodwa uma ukhuluma ngomthetho,
law is neutral.
Umthetho uthula uhlanganisa konke.
The right to freedom of religion applies equally to all faiths.
Ilungelo lenkolo elikumthetho sisekelo likhuluma ngeinkolo zonke futhi lipha abantu abakwinkolo ezahlukene ngokulingana.
So what's good for one is good for all and what's bad for one is bad for all.
Okuhle komunye kuhle nakomunye okubi komunye kubi nakomunye.
Let me tell you quickly about the case of a Hindu girl. She went through a coming of age ceremony, a traditional coming of age ceremony in the Hindu faith.
And
when she came back to school, she had a little stud through her nose. And the school said, take it off, it's jewelry. And she said, no, it's an expression of my faith. And the Constitutional Court agreed with her. And they said, we have to protect religious freedom. She has to be allowed to express her faith. That's part of faith. Now, if we'd said no, because she's another faith, she's not a Christian, she should take it out, do you know what would happen? Somebody sees you wearing a crucifix. And they say, take it off.
But you keep.
And you'd have to take it off. Or they see a girl wearing a promise ring that she's committed to stay sexually pure till she marries.
And
because she believes that the Bible says that she should stay pure. It's an expression of her faith. But if we say to the Hindu girl, take the ring out, we must say to the Christian girl, take the ring off. Take the crucifix off. See, the law is neutral. And so when we go and we engage on the basis of law. But this we know. 99 times out of 100, Christianity is the target. And I defend all faiths for one reason and one reason only. So that the gospel can be freely preached, proclaimed and taught because Jesus said you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. And we must always speak the truth. Thank you. One thing you could do for me is we are 100% dependent upon voluntary financial support to do what we do. Thank you.
Hey, bazalwane, bafundisi. Inkulu indaba. Kodwa uNkulunkulu umkhulu kakhulu. Siyabonga kakhulu ngalokho sesizwile. We are so thankful for what we've heard. Now, there's just a request from Michael Swain. That we just remind you again that the 4SA is exclusively, completely dependent on donations.
Utige inklangano le imele noma isekele niga kulu umagu how can I put it?
Umnigeno. Now I see he's on his computer, he's got all his banking details. Oh, hang on, there they are. That are their banking details.
Kushuthi kulaba abangafisa ukuthi bafake isandla kwinhlangano ukuthi ikwazi ukuqhubekela phambili imininingwane nansi ibhaliwe.
And after what we've heard, I would like to call upon all of us, brethren, come, let us support them. They stand in the gap where we cannot stand. But where we are, we will do our part. And to stand for the truth when we preach or when we have interaction with government officials.
So there are the banking details for everybody.
I'm a banking details aboge number yaku loyo ongathanda ukuphonsitshe esivivaneni.
Then I would like to just finally ask that we close in prayer.
Bengingacela ukuthi siphethe ngomkhuleko.
Can I ask Pastor Hans Koller from Romania to come and close for us in prayer?
Bengingacela yini ukuthi ubaba uHans Koller wase Romania ukuba azosiphethela ngomthandazo.
And then there are keys that have been brought here for those.
Kukhona ke ukhiye wemoto otholakalile la ngaphambili.
Herr Jesus, wir danken dir für die verschiedenen Glieder deines Leibes.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the different members of your body.
Nkosi Jesu siyakubonga amalunga ahlukene omzimba wakho.
Jedes Glied hat eine spezielle Berufung.
And every member has a special calling.
Lelo nalelo lunga linobizo olukhethekile.
Aber wie wunderbar brauchen doch jedes Glied das andere.
But how wonderful that each one needs the other member as well.
Kodwa kuyisimanga esingakanani ukuthi lona lo uyalidinga elinye ilungu.
Wir danken dir, was wir heute hören konnten.
We thank you, Lord, for what we've heard today.
Siyakubonga uNkulunkulu ngalokho esikuzwe namhlanje.
Und wir bitten dich auch für das Abendbrot.
And then we pray, Lord, for the meal, the supper that we're going to enjoy.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ngokudla kwakusihlwe sizokuthola.
Bitte segne du es uns.
Please bless that to us.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuba usibusisele khona.
Wir bitten dich auch für den Abenddienst und für den morgigen Tag. Bitte, Herr Jesus, bleibe du bei uns.
And then, Lord, we would like to pray for tonight's service as well. And then also for tomorrow. And we want to say, Lord, please stay with us.
Sikhulela Nkosi, nenkonzo yakusihlwa, nezakusasa Nkosi, sithanda ukuthi Nkosi hlala nathi.
Amen.
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 Thank you.